starting to stabilize. We'll get everybody going here in just a minute.
You set our top stopwatch and call out when the minute is over.
But Jack, really, does that surprise you that Apple's needling me needlessly?
Is it needless, though?
Yes.
Sounds kind of needly, honestly.
Wow. Get one hit on Kaz today during Ilum, and now Sniper's bringing out the big guns for the puns. I see how it is. Oh, Red, you should have heard it in Ilum earlier if you thought that was cringe. I got a really good one on Kaz.
It's true. I started my day hassling Apple Pear, though, so.
So everything's stabilized. We'll get going. As I said in the ping, Asher is touching grass today, so we're all going to do just a couple. I think you're going to get 5 directors to talk today. I'm going to set a new record. Yeah, buy more shuttles. If you guys don't know about that, one of our member corp CEOs had a birthday today, and his guys got him 5,000 shuttles. Really clever, actually. That was good. I got a kick out of that, honestly.
I hear shuttles are best served in an abandoned Fort Azar, right, Alterari?
I think they're better built in a Sotillo and then forgot about, and then when you kill it, you have to deploy, get rid of a lot of shuttles before you get looted.
Yeah, it's good times. Okay, so we have just a couple of things. First one, we just posted that we're trying to make Asher's life a little bit easier and reduce all the PMs that he gets. Right, speed up response times. You all can see the title. He was supposed to make this announcement last week. And then you guys were like busy throwing down with Horde and shooting them, so you don't get the fireside last week. I have been volunteered as the new chief of staff. Clavis is retiring. So that was going to be the announcement. We were going to do that last week. You know, pew pew was happening, so we did not. Next piece for that is Apple is going to talk about some stuff. Kaz is going to talk about some stuff. Sniper's got some stuff. And then Dynex is too. And I hate you all right now. All right, Apple, why don't you take it away with the move ops stuff?
Yeah, no, not only have move ops, and we'll talk about move ops in a moment. We have, we did one fleet earlier last week. We got the fuck you fleet frigates out again on alt. So the goal is to next to just have your main fleet ship, have an alt that can fly an fuck you fleet frigate, so can use sensor dams and tracking disruptors. So please get an alt that can fly that, and then we can bring crucifiers and molasses as on your alt on a second fleet to be very annoying to our enemy. So that's one thing that everybody needs to do and want everybody to do. Then we're going to have a move up for TFIs and Canes after the fireside, and a move up for capitals and normal capitals, reds, not T2. Any other than T2, and local rep faxes and boosting carriers. That's what we're going to move. And do I have anything else to talk about? I think that was it, what I wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Sniper, you want to do yours?
Sure. So I've got a bunch of recruiting-related things, and Alterari is my link bot today, so he'll link things as I talk about them. First thing, we're doing a recruitment drive for Cohords. For anybody that's not familiar, Cohort is our organization that helps our FCs and recon and various military people with kind of the support work they need, so talking with allies, whatnot. So we're recruiting for that. Applications are open for the next 2 weeks, so it'll be the next fireside, the one after that, and it'll close the day following. Yeah, so come work with me and the other cohorts. We've also got a new recruitment post for skirmish commanders. The daycare team's been working hard on bringing up new FCs, herding cats in 2023. It's a great title. Yeah, as John says, flee for your lives. Cool. So that is the skirmish commanders. We don't have the post ready for this yet, but we're also going to be recruiting guard bees. So if you are interested in helping run Beehive, we're opening that up for recruitment as well. There will be a process. You'll fill out a form. We'll follow up further. The requirements will be in that. And so we should have that post up in the next day or two. We'll ping it out when it's up. And then I also wanted to give a shout out. I'm sure you've seen we've been doing a lot of stuff in Pochvin recently. We had a funny fleet yesterday where, maybe it was the day before, I don't remember, but we camped Horde into an Astra House. because they thought they were going to be cheeky and kill some random structure, and they, yeah, they didn't like what showed up to, you know, try to kill them. So we've also got our Totality Squad, which is recruiting, if Alteri can link that one. So the recruitment process for this one, you know, we run this with Strybog, so make sure you follow the process. You need to apply on Goon Auth, and you also need to apply, you need to join their Discord so one of the recruiters can talk to you, and then, you know, follow that process. We are also, I'm going to put this on the calendar, I didn't have a chance to do it yet. We're going to do a public fleet, for the whole Alliance after the Fireside next weekend, which is just going to be like a Pochvin Q&A, and then also helping people get their initial standings. So that'll form from 1DQ. It'll just be, you know, kind of a casual thing, help people get their standings up. And then if you have any questions you want to ask, you'll be able to do that then.
Are you also going to talk about the doctrine? Oh, yeah. The doctrine update.
The doctrine update. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot. Alteri, go find the tech fleet link. So we're updating tech fleet. There's a couple new refit mods, and we're also moving to T2 guns. There will be a grace period on that, but try to get it done as soon as you can. I know we have guns to sell people. I think they'll be available in DO6 soon, so you'll be able to refit your Tempests to T2 guns. And just as a reminder, we've now fully sunset all of the other battleships in that doctrine, so it is TFIs, TFIs, TFIs. We had plenty of time with Apox, now we've phased out the T1 Tempests, the faction ones just survive so much better that everybody should be in them.
So as Sniper said, the T2 guns will be going up for sale in 1DQ right up the Fireside, and in DO6 a little bit later today. Sniper, did you want to talk about the implants for those? Or is it a different one? What are we doing?
Yeah, people should get amulets for these things.
Alright, Dynex, have you remembered to unmute yourself?
I have. Is it time?
Alright, it's time. So, we haven't done one of these for a little bit, well, not quite yet, but soon. We haven't done one of these for a little while, since Asher decided to step away today, we decided to do another meet a director. So Dynex has been a director for a little while. All the KF guys know him because, let's be honest, he's kind of annoying with the PI stuff. But he's going to talk to us about PI. And then Kaz has a PI thing, too, at the very end that he wants to point out to everybody. So Dynex, tell us about you and what you do directory-wise.
So I joined the game about 2 years ago, joining Goon shortly thereafter. And one of the first things that I was told as a baby Goon is figure out what you enjoy in the game, and Goons are going to help you make it a success. Oddly enough, that turned about to be a PI for me. It's a niche place to be. There's a lot of people that don't like it, but there's a ton of people that enjoy other people doing PI. One of the interesting things that I was thinking about last night is in the last week, 188 billion exchanged hands on the market alone for just PI.
Dennis, is that in our market or is that like EVE-wide?
That's Delve only. So it is definitely a place where newer goons can get some coin or ISK, different games. It has a very low skill threshold compared to most other PvE enjoyments. There are plenty of links in the forum, and I should post some of these.
Well, you talk that next. We'll post links.
That works. I'm sorry.
Or you can do it. Yeah. Should have gotten Alterari to do it, right? Take a page from Sniper's book.
I'm learning. I'm still new at this. But I put a number of forum posts out there. One is just a collection of industry links for PI. There's also a market review that I do each week saying what's expensive, what should be imported, what is really hot to sell if you're looking to make a quick buck. There's also, I went through every planet in Delve and looked at the top 20 P1 planets. These are the easiest ones to do. You can touch them on a weekly basis, very low impact. But every planet in Delve has been looked at. And then there's also a guide on there for enriched uranium, which is a huge moneymaker. Always has been. I think it's only second to construction blocks, which there's also a guide for that. But PI is something that you can set up to leverage your time when you're doing something different, whether it be mining, doing PvP, etc. You just set it and forget it. As for Cord, assuming people are done with me talking about PI, I can keep going.
No, that's okay. Go on to the next thing, and then we'll do Kaz's little PI thing, and then we'll get everybody to move pew-pew ships.
So as a Cord, the thing that I'm going to be most interested in is when someone's ESI goes sideways on them and making sure that they're aware of it, because that's very important to keep updated. It allows protection for both the user and the Alliance.
As a director, by the way.
Yeah, as a director.
As a director, yeah.
All right, Kaz, you had a fun little tidbit you were going to mention about PI.
I just wanted to endorse everything this guy said. I have 123 planets. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I also had one other note. We are in the process of buying back the original war bond. There have been broadcasts about this. If you have really any Gamma or Sigma shares, we've been sitting on your money waiting for you to come back to the game. Please visit the shares channel. Check out the post. Come get your cash. Right, there's officially the number is 200 shares or fewer. There's about a dozen of the Sigma bondholders who I can't buy out quite all yet. I'll get to them later this year. But we've had great success with self-theft and other things and want to get money back to those people. It's been a couple of years now. That's what I got. Thank you.
Okay, we'll open it for questions for a few minutes. And then, again, as soon as we get done, keep an eye out for the pings for the move ops that Apple talked about. Oh, and Sniper didn't do his... like self-promotion like you should have. He put a link in there for a PI monitoring tool that a lot of people have been using, so he just linked it again, that one there.
I highly support this tool, but...
Apple, question about other move ops or just after this one?
Rocks are not going to DO6, correct? Well, other move ups, I don't know. Maybe we're doing an AUTZ at one point, but that's something that the AUTZ people are organizing themselves. But this is the move up. We just had for a while, didn't do a move up, and it's just there are many people who asked about it, and that's why we're moving more capital ships to DO6.
Elathi, so ESI, they just kind of expire and break periodically. So, I mean, I check mine about once a week because you never can tell when something weird's going to happen. So it just does periodically. Please do check those, especially if you've got a cat alt. Probably going to do a purge on those today or tomorrow whenever I get around to doing it. If you don't have a cat alt and you should get one, they were great success when we were deployed the last time.
The question, can allies join caps form? Yes, allies can join caps form. Also, one other point while we're talking about caps, I want everybody to have a delve dread and a deployment dread. So you need two dreads. We can make bad jokes about that, but we won't. Just have a delve dread and a deployment dread. So you should at least get two dreads. Can be on the same account, but for basically for each account, you should need two dreads. One in delve and one for the deployment.
So just asked about Director Bot. So Director Bot's not going to directly tell you when your ESI breaks, but Geist will. So if you log into Geist and just go to your characters, if an ESI is broken, it will show up at the very top, and it's just got a red thing that says either failed or failing. If it says a green okay, then you're good to go.
And to fix it, all you have to do is just log in with that character again on that page, and it'll be fixed. Another thing that got mentioned in chat, yeah, so Eve Prazel is dead. If you're familiar with Goon Prazel, it still works. The 1DQ prices aren't currently updating, and that should be fixed soon-ish. But the Jita prices on there do work.
Yeah, we discovered when CCP did the thing with Eve Prazel that Goon Prazel had not been working for 1DQ prices for at least a couple weeks. The guy got purged. And then we discovered also that Goon Metrics had gotten itself banned on the history poll. So, class houses, right? We're working on it.
Apple preferred dreads for today.
Sinitras, Phoenix Navy issues, Phoenix, and then all other Navy and T1 dreads. Do not bring any T2. Webway is still... Yeah, there's a subcap depot.
I forgot about that, Ham. We're looking into that, too.
What should you do with the regular Tempest that you have from before? I would just keep them in your hangar, because with everything that happens in Eve is that things come back at one point. So just have them and keep them. And it's always useful to have extra ships in your hangar and etc. Those kind of good things.
Time is a flat circle in E.
So yeah, I'm going to go to Capcom's and fleet up. So I don't know what others are doing, but I will get ready.
All right, sounds good. Okay, last call for any questions. And then as Apple said, we're going to do that. Move up, get you all going. Be honest, I swear to God, man, you better have something good there. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you all for coming. Ash will be back next week. He's, like I said, just out touching grass today, so I'd take a day off. Oh, yeah, shares. That's actually not a bad one. If you're doing shares, make sure you're talking to the people in the shares channel first so that we can get you paid, so that the right person gets the right amount of money sent to them. Okay, that's it. Pings are going to be coming out for the move up. Thanks for coming out, everybody, and we will see you all next week. Have a good week.